number 9, the sinking of the Alcide, a legendary shipwreck. Standing on the upper terrace, look towards the north to a green buoy. That's where a shipwreck lies 30 metres down, a ship 25 metres long with 3 masts and 20 cannons. The Alcide sank one Christmas Eve many years ago. The Alcide was a privateer ship from St. Malo. Such ships had to be sleek and easy to manoeuvre so they could engage in battle with other ships. Jean-Pierre Daffnier, president of the Maritime Museum Association in Carentec, and Jean-Claude Jougou, diver and shipwreck explorer.
Le corsaire, c'est un bateau qui doit être fin, rassé, qui doit aller vite et bien manœuvrable.
There was a crew of 229 people. The crew was large because when they vanquished another vessel, they had to be able to man the captured ship and bring it back to sail. This particular ship was in the Isles of Scilly, fighting the English, of course, when, after a huge gust of wind, the captain decided to shelter the Alcide off the Île de Bas. On board, there were two navigators who claimed to know the channel into Morlaix. They persuaded the captain to change his mind and seek shelter in Morlaix Bay. In December 1747, there was a great storm.
Naviguer dans une tempête entre les roches par où il est passé, enfin déjà oser le faire.
Navigating in the kind of rocky conditions where that ship went, you've got to have the guts to do it in the first place. Personally, I don't think they could get the boat through without hitting the rocks. First of all, they hit the rock known as Morluine, and then they crashed against Calic, just opposite the chateau. That's where you'll see the green buoy. ...120 sailors from the Alcide lost their lives that night, either drowned or dead from cold on the beach. But just a few managed to get onto the Toureau. Since the shipwreck, the Alcide has remained underwater, rarely explored, until a diving expedition in 1985, and Jean-Claude Jougou was part of that team. The first time we saw the wreck, we saw nothing but bits of wood poking out of the sand.
La première fois qu'on voit l'épave, de toute manière, on la voit pas entière. On voit des morceaux de bois qui sortent légèrement du sable.
You had to really look to see anything. Finding the first remains was incredible. You could hardly see a thing. You'd feel something with your hands and try to guess what it is, and suddenly you make it out: a vase. Look, a spoon, a pot, plates, part of the galley, cannonballs, ammunition. The cannon was a whole other story. That needed a lot of preparation. We spent a month scraping around it and getting it loose. We slipped ropes underneath it, and finally we inflated large balloons to lift it to the surface. You can see this selfsame cannon in the Maritime Museum at Carentec. For a journey through time to the 20th century, a far more pleasant period for Toureau, head to track number 10.